Welcome back to Regional Radio. Head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Nathan Gegg, joining us now. Coach, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for your coverage.
So before we dive into your team in the Valley Catholic tournament that's coming up, you had a big off season not too long ago. You actually became a father to triplet boys. So congratulations to you and your wife on that, Coach.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy year, but in the best way possible. It's been life-changing, to say the least.
So now we turn our attention to baseball season. You got a lot of players back from last year's team to this year's team, and I don't know if you saw it, Coach, but you got the top ranking so far entering the 2019 season amongst the Missouri Coaches Association. What are your thoughts on that and the team entering 2019?
You know, you could look back at all the preseason rankings the last 10 years, and they probably don't mean very much in the end. You know, it just means we had a good year last year, and we did, and you know, we're not really thinking about last year, other than some guys proved to us that we can trust them in big spots, close and late situations, and hopefully that can, you know, propel us to getting off to a better start than we did last year. You know, with as much experience as we have back, you know, I think our expectations are higher from the word go.
You mentioned the experience that you have back. Tyler Bloom is one player who had a fantastic year for you guys last year as a junior. Now he comes in as a senior. Who are some other players around him that you really expect big things from this year?
Yeah, our senior class is very good, very talented kids. There's 10 of them, which is the most we've had in quite some time. You know, Carter Roth will hit leadoff for us and play center field. I think he's much more powerful than he was last year. You know, Tyler's probably going to hit two early on in the year, and you know, you can't say enough about Tyler and the type of kid he is and the way he conducts himself and carries himself. Kyle Roth, our catcher's back, and he's gained, you know, he's put on 15, 20 pounds of muscle, and he looks, you know, much more seasoned than he did last year as a little sophomore. Nolan Schwent is another returning starter, both on the mound and in the field, who's added some very good gains in the offseason. Calvin Bloom, Zach Grine, Owen Vioxx, those three are probably the hardest workers we've ever had. That you can't get them out of the cage or the weight room. And, you know, they've earned opportunities based on their work ethic. Aaron Doza is our other returning starter. First base, plays a little outfield, had unbelievable at-bats throughout the district tournament and state playoff run. So we're going to expect more from him this year. And then there's just guys 8 through 15 are all competing, and that's all you want to see. You know, we don't know who those last few guys are going to be, but we have a bunch of guys who want that spot, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Although you do have a number of talented players returning, you do graduate some very key players. One of them, a dream teamer from last year, and Chris Lloyd, a fantastic pitcher for you guys, equally as talented a hitter as well. How do you go about replacing his production on the mound and in the lineup?
Yeah, it's going to take a few guys to do it. I know that. You know, Chris and Jacob, the two seniors we lost, were our 3 and 4 hitters. It seemed repeatedly throughout the year and in the playoffs that they came up in big spots and delivered. And so who's going to take that? You know, I think it's going to have to be a little bit of everybody. And, you know, and I hope that our guys learn, you know, from watching Chris on the mound and how he conducted himself and how he attacked hitters and how he carried the day for us multiple times against Chaffee, against Van Farr, and against Skyline. And you can't replace that. But hopefully our guys who are going to get those opportunities learn from it, watched him, and can kind of replicate as best they can, not his arsenal, but more so his mentality and what he was going to do every time he took the ball.
You start off the season, as you do every year, with your own tournament, the Maritime Tournament. Give us a breakdown of the talent level that's in the tournament this year, because it's a lot of local teams and some teams not quite in the listening area as well.
Yeah, I think our tournament is 9 really high-quality baseball teams. I don't think there's a bad team in the field. I think there's some really good teams in the field. We have 4 of the 6 MAAA large schools are in it. So, you know, they're going to be very competitive. We added Jackson this year. They're a class five quarterfinalist from last year. Outstanding program. You know, I don't know if they're the best team in the tournament, but they're certainly near the top. You know, I just think it's, you're going to get four quality games right off the bat. And I don't think you can put anything on that other than it's going to help you out. And that's why we like getting this taste right off the bat. It's a challenging weekend from a pitching standpoint. Speaking, not everyone's pitch counts are built up yet. But you're going to get four really good games, and that should kind of propel you into the year.
Is it a little bit tougher being the host for a tournament like this to start the year? Because I've been in the loop on the emails with the potential changes as well. You, I imagine, are helping organize that too. So is it a little bit tougher for you being the host school just because of the extra work that goes into it?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly easier just to, you know, show up where they tell you to play and play. But, you know, we like hosting. Us and St. Jen started this 7 years ago, and it's something that we like doing. We take pride in it. We think it's an opportunity for us to play four games on our home field or at least close by. And I think, you know, anybody would want that. So it's more work, but whatever, you're going to work anyway, so you might as well just get something out of it and play some games.
Coach, any other good storylines coming out of your team as we enter the season?
Oh, man, good storyline. We're boring. We don't have anything good for you.
You're the reigning champs, Coach. You are not boring. I'll say that.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think we have a really tough schedule, and we have some kids who are ready to go. And, you know, the storylines are all – they're ever-changing. You know that from 1 week to the next. It's an ebb and a flow in baseball season. But, I can't – pinpoint anything that's going to interest you. I don't know.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it, and best of luck on the season.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head coach Nathan Gegg joining us on AM 800 KREI.